I have a very serious message tonight that I feel like the Lord's put on our heart that affects all of us. I want to talk a little bit about the cares of life this evening. In the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, and the 18th and 19th verse, it said, "These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." I want us to think about the cares of this world a moment this evening. I want also to recognize that these people, it said, heard the word. They were exposed. They had the opportunity, and they received the word. But when they went forth, it said, the cares of this world choked, and it becometh unfruitful. The cares of this life is something that we all have to be careful about. They're necessary. We have responsibilities. We have duties. But we don't want to be overcharged with the cares. And that's where the problem comes in. When we're too busy, when we're overcharged, when we're laden down with cares of this life, it will affect us. I want to get another verse in the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter. The 38th verse. It said, "Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Now, I'm sure Martha felt a responsibility because they were at her house. But Jesus was teaching. Jesus was expounding His Word. And here she was going about trying to accommodate and trying to take care of everything when it was time to sit and listen. When it was a time that she could have been taken in. And I thought about how the Lord fed the multitude. You know, at the loaves and fishes, she said, well, let's do that again. Let's sit and hear the Lord speak. But she was, I noticed several things here, and I feel like this is important for us tonight because it works. We're the same like Martha sometimes if we're too encumbered. Number one, she began to accuse her sister. She began to find fault with her sister of not doing. And she also found fault with the Lord, didn't she? She accused the Lord of, do you care? Can't you see that I'm trying to serve alone? Bid my sister come and help me. Don't you see what's going on? But Martha had some things that were working in her life that the Lord understood and knew about. And He told her, He said, you're careful and you're troubled about many things. There were many things that were working in her heart. She was overloaded with care. And this word careful isn't the same as when I tell my children to be careful. It's being anxious, having anxiety, being worried. And that's what the condition that Martha was in. But he said, one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. We need to be careful in our lives to choose the good part first. We have to put the Lord first. Everything else needs to come second. And I want to say there is no shortcut to holy living. There is no shortcut to getting the grace of God. It takes time. We can't do it on the run. We can't do it going too fast and too quickly and trying to do too many things. We've got to set and take time to be able to hear from the Lord. I want to get another thought here. This word careful and looking up and studying it, it has the idea said to be anxious about, but it's also taken from another word that means distraction or dividing the mind. That's what the cares of this life will do. They have a tendency to distract or divide and get our attention. And when we're overloaded and when we're full of care and when we're full of all the things that we have to do, it is so easy for us to be distracted in our mind, in our spirit, and we don't recognize the needs that are around us. We don't recognize the opportunities that God puts in front of us to be a blessing to someone else because we're so distracted on what we've got to do. Lord, help us today to take time. Help us not to be so charged in our mind and our spirit. And we live in a day and time where so many people are busy. I thought about the song. It talked about time for business, time for pleasure, time to revel on in sin. But what about the Lord tonight? The world, many times, they just don't have time. They're going on. Many people realize they need the Lord in their lives. Many people will acknowledge to you, I need to change. I need to do better. I need to go to services. But people don't take the time to do it. They just keep going on and on. And I'm going to say the enemy works in those situations to bring about, he'll bring things. I remember one year, we were living at Guthrie. Monarch was upon us. We were trying to get ready to go to Monarch. We wanted to be at Monarch. And stuff just started happening. This had to be taken care of and looked, and one day passed. Another day passed, and here we're trying to get away, and things kept happening. And the first weekend was gone. We wanted to be there for the first weekend. And finally we said, we've got to go. We got to get in the car and we got to leave. You know, there's something about cares that are demanding, that are pulling, that will rob us of our time. Lord, help us today. Everything don't always have to be perfect. Lord, help us to be able to cut loose and just allow, you know, I imagine Martha felt she wanted things to be nice. She wanted to accommodate, but it doesn't always have to be just so-so, especially when my heart is so full of cares and responsibilities. There comes a place where I've got to cut it off and I've got to go. And be and follow what God wants me to do. There is a deceitfulness about the cares of life. It's not adultery. It's not drunkenness. And we, you know, we recognize that's sin, that's wrong, you know. But the cares of life are like they're in another category. They're lawful. They're things that we need to do. They're things that are part of our responsibility in life. But oh, they can rob us. They can steal what God wants to be able to have for us and to give us. Before this meeting, my brother-in-law called Philip. He said, "Bob, I've got a gravy job for you." Gravy job is it's supposed to be a job that pays real well. He said, "Bob, this is a gravy job. They don't always come by. They don't come by all that often. It's up in Columbus, Ohio. All you have to go do is paint a few fixtures." But it was on Monday morning. This meeting was supposed to start on Wednesday. So, drive up there Sunday from Oklahoma. Start the job Monday morning. Paint. If you have someone do it, you do it real quick, you may be able to get it done by Tuesday night. This gravy job. I've been there before. Things don't always go to schedule. I thought about it, you know. Gravy job sounds good. I called him back and I said, "I can't do it. You'll have to find somebody else." And I'm thankful that I did. Because I needed time. Ministers need the time to pray and to seek the Lord. And I've thoroughly enjoyed being here this week. I've spent a lot of time on my knees. And we need that. We need that. You know, God, He wants to be real to us. He wants to show Himself strong in our behalf. He wants to be there for us. But we've got to put some time in. We've got to spend some time. We've got to pray down some answers. I think about that song that says, "My Father's Praying Ground." Let us go back to our Father's praying grounds. God's the same God today that our forefathers served. He's the same one that's done all the miracles and all the things that we've heard about in the past. It's the same Lord. But there is a praying ground. There is a place on our knees in our closet that we pray and we cry out to the Lord with our heart and our spirit. And God, when we're in that place, God is able to witness to us. He's able to reveal to us what He wants us to do. He's able to give us directions in those places. And I know the instruction when He talked about, He said, when you pray, enter into your closet. And He said, close the door. You know, to me, that close the door is so important to me. It's not just useless words. It means something to us. You know, as many times when we get down to pray, so many things come to our mind. Things that I got to do tomorrow. Things that I got to do next week. Things I got to do today. They can just press in upon your mind. And you get up that way and you go and you don't have nothing. You didn't get anything. We've got to close the door. We've got to cut off those places. And I believe we're getting in a time in society where people are getting to the place where they're beyond that ability to get quiet. I remember being in one of my family members' homes day and night, and they had the TV going late into the night. And then 6:30 in the morning, the TV flips on. I thought, what is this? And they weren't even in the room watching it. And I found out it was the noise. People are in the place where they don't like quietness. Folks, that's sad. That's troubling tonight. When people's consciences are bothered when it gets quiet, that's a bad, and they've got to have something going all the time. That's a bad place to be in. God wants us to be able to get quiet. And it takes such an effort to get our minds into a place where I'm really focused on the Lord. Where my spirit is waiting upon God. We sang that song tonight, I come to Thee, humbly kneeling at Thy throne. That's what we need. The Lord wants us to see. He wants to see that where our mind and our spirit is just engrossed. Lord, I need Your Word. All the cares are gone. All the things in our mind are all gone. All the responsibilities are gone. And it's just me and the Lord. Lord, I need. You know, that's where the Lord meets us. That's where the Lord's Spirit ministers, begins to minister to our heart. That's where He begins to open up things to us. It's in those quiet times, those quiet places. But sad to say, many times people, we're too busy. The world rushes on. And I believe it affects the conviction in our midst. I believe there's less conviction because there's less of that quiet communion and praying upon our knees and seeking God. I think about a count. I remember George Mueller. He was working with the coal mining people. They were working 7 days a week to make ends meet. They were barely getting by. 7 days a week of work. But he challenged them. He said, take one day. Make it the Lord's day. Take it off where you go and worship the Lord. Put the Lord first. And they looked at him like, you don't understand. We're barely surviving now as it is. But you know, when they began to follow that advice, the Lord began to work out for them. And they found out that they were able to make do the same on 6 days instead of seven. God supplied it. I don't know how He did it, just like He did for the manna. You know, He supplied on that extra day where they could have a day of rest, a day of worship. God is able when we put Him first. I want to get that scripture, Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 32nd verse. Matthew 6 and 32. Verse 31, He said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? You know, my cousin, we hadn't had any work for a long time. And my cousin told me, he said, boy, you sure are calm for not having any money. I said, I've been there before. The Lord will provide. He'll work things out. And I've seen that happen so many. And He did. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. This job, this gravy job I missed, the Lord provided something. Just a few days after that, my same brother-in-law gave me a call and said, somebody's giving you an offering. Didn't tell who it was. Somebody's giving you an offering. And the Lord has a way of making things up to us. He can do it. But we think, this has got to be done. I've got to get this done. I know there are cares. I know there's things we got to do. I realize that tonight. But when we begin to feel worried and anxious and troubled in our spirit, it's time to slow down and stop and say, Lord, I need something here. I need your help. You know, it's so much better. Those responsibilities that we face, we can go and do them when we've had the Lord visit us and we're not so overcharged. And the Lord's able to help us to see the needs around us, and He's able to open the doors, and you just thank the Lord. The Lord works it out. But when we're so geared and so charged, overcharged, we fail to recognize those places and those opportunities that God has for us. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. The Lord knows. He knows our needs. He understands them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the Lord first. Seek His kingdom first. And then all these other things are going to be added. The Lord will work them out and provide for them far better than what we can do in our own might, in our own strength. You ever heard the saying, or maybe you've said it, not enough hours in the day? I want to clarify that tonight. There's not enough hours in the day to get 2 or 3 days' work done in one day. I'd like to see some of your lists sometimes of the to compare it with mine. Sometimes we just jam them full. And there's no possible way that we're going to get them all done. And then we feel bad because our list is not done at the end of the day. We feel guilty. We can't get 3 work days worth of work done in one day. One day, and He said this, sufficient to the day. The Lord didn't make a mistake when He made the day and the night. There's enough hours in the day. There is. Be assured. What you don't get done today, you do tomorrow. There'll be tomorrow. Isn't the night a beautiful thing? The Lord had a purpose for the night, didn't He? The moon, the stars, the quietness, the slowing down, when the sun, we had a beautiful sunset this evening. Did y'all see that coming in? Or was we too busy to take that in? See, when you're too busy, you don't see those things. But when you're spending time with the Lord, it becomes evident. But it's a time that things begin to quiet down, slow down. And God made night for a purpose. For rest. Quiet. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I love going home. It's the highlight of my day. Getting to go home and be with my family in the evening. It's a beautiful thing. Let's enjoy what God has given to us. Electricity has kind of changed that. You know, the world used to shut down at nighttime. But electricity, I realize, has changed. And I'm not saying, you know, we don't go back to no electricity. But Lord, help us today, in our day, in our time, just to do a day's work, put in a day's work, and go home and enjoy our family, enjoy family worship, enjoy our time together. I believe God designed it for us to, for it to be that way. There was a military leader one time in a battle, and he was greatly, greatly outnumbered. And so what he did, he wisely positioned himself in a narrow mountain pass to where he didn't have to face the whole enemy at once. If he would have faced them out in the plain, he just would have been totally overwhelmed. But his army could handle them as they came through the pass because they couldn't all get through at once. And he was victorious because of that. And I believe we need to do that in our lives also. We need to position ourselves that we're not overcharged, that we're not overburdened and overcared, that we're able to take the time that is needed to spend time with God and allow Him to help and bless us. I also wanted to share a story too. I remember hearing about this lady. She always had a desire to go have breakfast with her sister. Just kind of a simple thing. But she was too busy. And you know how the days can pass, and the weeks, and the months. Her sister came down with cancer, and she never got to go and have the breakfast with her sister, just them two alone, like she wanted to do. And she made a statement. She said, you know, those are hard lessons. She made a statement. She said, life is not a race. It's not. She said, slow down and listen to the music before the song is over. I never forgot that. Life goes by so quick. And it will rob us of opportunities with our family, with doing the things, the little simple things that God puts on our heart. Like having breakfast with the sister, and she just lived across town. The same town. Help us, Lord, today to slow down and enjoy our time. Enjoy. You know, I went to the Passion Play years ago, and they had, it was neat, you know, all the camels and street, all the scenery. But the Lord was, they pictured Christ. He was always running. He would run over and heal this guy, and he'd run over and do this. And I didn't picture Jesus quite like that. I didn't picture the Lord. I don't picture Him that way now. I don't picture Him getting in a real big rush and a real big hurry. Do you? I just picture Him kind of as a medium gait. You know, fulfilling the will of God. Instead of running here and running there and running there. The Lord can help us. But I want us to remember tonight that they can really, the cares of life, even though it doesn't look like sin, they can cause us to lose our soul. That's pretty serious to me. Brother Mark Sammons, Brother Tony's father, preached the message at Guthrie I'll never forget. And he made this statement. He said, there'll be more people lost in hell in eternity through neglect than any other reason. Got too busy. They heard. It was there before them. But they got too busy. And life has a way of... I know some of the young ones, they don't realize that now. I remember when I graduated, it seemed like life was fairly slow. When I was in grade school, and I remember I told Ethan today, when I was in sixth grade, I thought, man, I've got six more years of this left. Whoa. But I've been out of school now for, wow. How many years? Let's see, I'd have to figure it up. 40, 30, 30 some years. It just goes by. And I don't feel like an old man. I mean, some of you younger ones may look at me like I'm old. I don't feel old. I'll in my mind, I guess. My body's changing. But the scripture talked about the years going by. It's like a tale that's told. Some of you older ones back here, it's got the gray hair. It's the same way with them. Where did it go? Lord, help us. Help us tonight not to be distracted, to keep God first, to put Him first. Take time. I want to say God does have the answers to our problems. He has the answers to our situations still today. He has the power to help us. The short comes in, are we taking the time that's needed to find and to search? And as I said before, there's no shortcuts. It takes time to call upon the name of the Lord. It takes prayer, meditation, seeking, knocking. But if we do, the promise is there. He said, I'll open. Knock and it shall be open unto you. The Lord wants to be just as real to you as anyone else. But I've got to open my heart and I've got to seek. And when I do, He won't fail me. But I feel like many times people in their lives, they get stuck in the routines of life. And if we're not careful, you know, we as people, we develop habits also, patterns. And people stay busy. Too busy, I'm talking about. And it becomes a part of who they are, becomes part of their identity. And it's hard to slow down. But the Lord can help us. There is enough hours in the day. The Lord will help us to do what He wants us to do. Let's be faithful to God. Let's take the time that we need. My wife recently... told me, she said, we've taught our children to work. That's good. And they are. I mean, they know how to work. But she said, did we teach them to enjoy life? I'm not talking about enjoying the pleasures of sin and following after all the sorts of pleasures. I'm just talking about slowing down. You know, there's another song it used to sing years ago. It's a real old one. I don't know if the young ones ever heard it. But he used to talk about stopping and smelling the roses along the way. God has all kinds of beautiful things. He has all kinds of places that He wants to reveal and show to us. But we've got to have the mind and the spirit to be able to receive what He has for us. Let's be encouraged tonight. God does have the answers. If we'll keep seeking, we'll look, we'll get down on our knees, we'll take the time. He'll be faithful to us. The Holy Spirit's faithful. I know that. I say that without a doubt tonight. To every soul, there is victory, there is power to overcome. But we've got to take time to seek God with all of our hearts. Thank you for your attention. Pray for me. Be faithful.